From Wondery, I'm Virginia Madsen, and this is Little Stories Everywhere. Each episode will bring you stories for kids that spark the imagination, take you to other worlds, and bring joy. This is Miles and His Extraordinary Dog.
Hey, grown-ups, do you ever want to whisk your family away on a fun and exhilarating adventure? What if we helped you make it a possibility every single week? And from the comfort of your home, car, or wherever you are. It's the Cat in the Hat Cast, a weekly podcast presented by our partners at Purina. Your pet, our passion. Fill your week with sing-alongs, laughter, and a pinch of mayhem as you spend time with the oh-so-mischievous Cat in the Hat and his cautious pal, Fish. Tune in with the whole family, including your furriest friends, because when we spend time together, the fun never ends. You'll never guess what surprises the Cat in the Hat will pull out of his hat next. Follow the Cat in the Hat Cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If Miles had to pick a specialist subject, it would be geography. He loved looking at world maps and finding places that nobody else knew about. So far, Miles had identified a valley deep inside a volcano in the Amazon jungle. He nicknamed it the Fire Bowl of Secrets. He also found a giant sand dune in the Sahara Desert, containing a painted eye bigger than a football field that you could only see from space. But what Miles was most proud of was discovering a giant piece of land on the outskirts of Russia, across the Pacific Ocean. It was a place filled with mountains, bears, and almost no people. It was called Kamchatka. Miles dreamed of running away to Kamchatka. He'd never be bothered by the annoying kids in his class ever again. Miles had a special type of disdain for the other kids in his geography class. For the next 4 weeks, he was stuck working on a project with Ben and Abby, or Belch Boy and Paper Girl, as Miles preferred to call them. Their project was about the United States, capital cities, state flags, state mottos, and state birds. Miles knew these all by heart. Belch Boy and Paper Girl, on the other hand, knew nothing about this topic. They really got on Miles's nerves. Ben, aka Belch Boy, thought it was hilarious to burp the entire alphabet. Abby, aka Paper Girl, ripped off the corners of all her worksheets, leaving tiny bits of litter confetti under her desk in every class. It drove him crazy. Miles wished he could just work on his own. As everyone settled down into the lesson, Mrs. Kim handed each group a blank map of the United States.
"Everyone," Mrs. Kim screeched, "you must work together as a team to fill out as many states and capitals as you can."
Paper Girl grabbed the sheet excitedly.
"This one is Pennsylvania. I think the capital is Philadelphia because that's where the Liberty Bell is."
"No," Miles said under his breath. He sighed as Paper Girl scribbled the wrong answer on the map in big, messy letters. Then Belch Boy chimed in.
"Yeah, and that's Texas. The Dallas Cowboys play there."
They both scribbled some more. Paper Girl's wrong answers and Belch Boy's burps made Miles' blood boil.
"No, don't. That's not right either," Miles muttered.
Then he saw Paper Girl rip a tiny corner off the page. He couldn't hold back any longer. Miles snatched the map away from her and started erasing everything she had written. Belch Boy and Paper Girl looked at him confused. Miles took the clean sheet and quietly filled out the map correctly, all by himself. That night at dinner, Miles' dad was overly chipper.
"Today, I learned that a group of owls is called a pardon.
Parliament. How was everybody else's day?
I've had a very busy day at work, but I didn't learn a single thing about owls. Owls live everywhere in the world except Antarctica, added Miles. Well, look at that. Now I've learned two new things about owls, Mom said.
Who are you inviting for your birthday this weekend, bud? I could hire out one of those jumping castles. Or how about paintball? Asked Dad.
Miles played with his food.
All the kids in my class are gross and annoying.
Every single one of them? Asked Mom with a raised eyebrow.
Miles nodded. Well, we've invited a new friend to come meet you. We hope you'll give him a fair chance, said Dad. Miles did not like the sound of this.
That Saturday, Miles grumpily got ready for his new friend to arrive. Nobody seemed to believe him when he said he preferred to be left alone. When Miles opened the door, he had to look down to find this so-called friend. There on the front step stood a fluffy, panting, non-human. It was a dog. It had black fur, pointy ears, and a white speckled snout.
Dad beamed with pride. Miles, meet Dog. Dog, Miles.
His name is Dog?
Well, he's a rescue. Nobody knows his name. You two will have to figure that one out together.
Oh, Miles huffed out loud. What in the world was he supposed to do with Dog the dog?
As Dad bounded around the backyard with Dog, Miles sat and watched from the sidelines. At dinner time, Mom chatted happily to Dog in the kitchen while she made a pasta salad. Dog licked up the scraps that made it to the floor. Miles went upstairs for some peace and quiet. If Mom and Dad were willing to keep Dog busy, maybe this wouldn't be so bad after all. But then, there was a knock on his bedroom door.
Enter!
Miles looked up from his desk where he was drawing a huge map of the neighborhood. Mom opened the door, and Dog came wandering in behind her.
We're going next door for dinner, so you two have the whole house to yourselves.
Miles looked at Dog.
You can have one of the empty rooms. This one's taken.
Tonight is a great opportunity for you to bond with Dog, instead of sending him away.
Miles surrendered.
Okay.
Call if you need us,
said Mom as she walked off down the hallway.
Miles was on high alert. He watched as Dog sniffed around and inspected his room. He had a lot of valuable things that he didn't want ruined by a dog. But once Dog had inspected most items, he calmly laid down at Miles' feet. Miles got back to work. Before he knew it, a whole hour had gone by. Dog's stomach was rumbling loudly. But Miles was so focused on his map, he didn't even hear it. When he finally decided to take a break, Dog was gone.
Dog?
Miles called through the house. That dog better not be making trouble somewhere, thought Miles. He stomped downstairs.
Dog!
As he stepped into the kitchen, Miles saw Dog eating something. But he wasn't anywhere near his dog bowl. He was by the pantry, where Miles stashed his favorite snacks.
Hey, that's mine!
Dog was happily sticking his big, wet snout into a tub of beef jerky.
Your food is over there.
Miles peered at the dog bowl. The food was dry, crumbly, and sort of smelly.
I guess I wouldn't want to eat this stuff either. That jerky's good, isn't it? There's leftovers in the fridge, but maybe I'll have jerky for dinner too, said Miles.
He picked up the jerky and made for the living room to watch TV.
Come on, Dog.
And off they went. On Monday at school, Miles went to the library to do some research on dog breeds. He discovered the dog was probably half Labrador, a breed that originated in the Canadian province of Newfoundland. He'd never been there, but it looked really cool on the map. It was jutted out like a lonely island, yet was somehow still attached to the mainland. Newfoundland, like Kamchatka, looked like a place with a lot of forests and quiet spaces to think. Another great spot to not be annoyed by your classmates. In class, Miles couldn't help but share his new discovery.
I got a dog.
Miles started to tell Belch Boy and Paper Girl, but Paper Girl quickly cut him off.
I love dogs,
gushed Paper Girl.
I have a dog too,
Belch Boy chimed in.
Mine's part Labrador, and even though there's a part of Canada called Labrador, they're actually from Newfoundland.
Miles was excited to explain more, but they didn't seem particularly interested.
My dog must be from the ocean or something because he's a really, really good swimmer, said Ben.
Abby lit up.
Whoa, that's so cool.
The conversation was interrupted as Mrs. Kim started class. Maybe Belch Boy and Paper Girl weren't so bad after all. When Miles got home from school, Dad and Dog were right by the door.
Oh, good. You're home just in time to take Dog out,
said Dad, as he handed Miles the dog leash.
But I just came in from outside,
Miles complained.
Dog agreed, and he laid down in protest with a grumble.
Dad was not taking no for an answer. He took Miles's book bag and then spun him right back around and swung the front door open.
The fresh air will do you both some good,
Dad shouted cheerfully as he marched them out of the house. As they walked towards the park, Miles educated Dog on his breed's geographical history. Dog smiled with his tongue out. He seemed more than happy to listen. Then, Miles noticed a familiar face up ahead. It was Belch Boy, walking a golden retriever.
Hey, Belch, I mean, Ben. This is my dog. Dog,
Miles said excitedly.
Oh, what a weird name for a dog. This is Waffles, said Ben.
Waffles ran over to greet Dog. Waffles was a big, flopsy thing, with honeycomb fur and silky soft ears. He was being very friendly, but Dog ignored him.
Dog, say hello to Waffles,
Miles said encouragingly. But Dog wandered in the opposite direction. Why was he being so difficult? This was getting embarrassing.
I guess he's shy, suggested Ben,
as the two other dogs came bounding over.
Look, Waffles, it's Butch and Matilda, said Ben.
Miles looked up and saw two more Labradors walking towards them. Waffles, Butch, and Matilda wrestled and played like old friends. Still, Dog kept to himself. Miles recognized Butch and Matilda's owners from school. He didn't know their names, but Ben looked like he was friends with them both.
Dog, please try to be nice, pleaded Miles. It looks like they're having a lot of fun.
But Dog wasn't interested. Miles tried to get closer to the group of boys, dragging Dog by his leash. Maybe they'd be interested in Canadian provinces like him.
Hi, I'm Miles, and this is my part Labrador dog,
Miles said to them. But Dog kept yanking his arm in the other direction. Dog was pretty strong. Eventually, Miles gave up, made his excuses, and left.
I can't believe you didn't even give them a chance. I wanted to tell everyone all the cool things I learned about you, but you ruined it.
With a soft whimper, Dog took off running so fast that the leash slipped right through Miles' fingers. Before he had time to react, Dog was completely out of sight. When Miles got home, he told his parents what happened. Dad hopped in the car to search the neighborhood. Mom sat with Miles on the couch.
"Do you think Dog ran away because he doesn't like me?" Miles asked.
"No, sweetheart," Mom replied. "He probably just got spooked by something." A few hours later, Dad came home empty-handed. Miles felt awful. He barely slept a wink. The next day, Miles was very quiet in class, even when Mrs. Kim asked,
"Who knows which states were part of the 13 original colonies?"
Nobody raised their hand.
"Nobody? Not even Miles?"
Mrs. Kim said in his direction.
"I don't know,"
lied Miles.
"What's wrong, Miles?"
Ben whispered.
"Are you okay? You don't seem like yourself,"
said Abby. But Miles couldn't answer. He rushed out of the classroom to be alone. A few minutes after Miles got home, the doorbell rang. He opened the door. Ben and Abby were standing there.
"What are you doing here?"
asked Miles.
"Mrs. Kim said we're supposed to work together on our geography homework," said Ben.
Miles didn't remember. He hadn't been paying attention in class.
"Can I say hi to your dog?"
asked Abby cheerfully. Miles couldn't keep it bottled up any longer.
"I don't know where he is. He ran away from me,"
Miles said quietly.
"What are we waiting for? We have to go search the neighborhood,"
Ben insisted.
"You want to help me find Dog?"
asked Miles, shocked.
"Yeah, I know how it feels. Waffles got lost 2 years ago and it was horrible."
"Of course we'll help you. Come on, let's go,"
said Abby.
"Wait, let me grab something that might help."
Miles bolted upstairs into his room and grabbed his map of the neighborhood. Ben and Abby's eyes went wide with awe.
"This is so cool. Did you make this?"
asked Abby. Miles nodded proudly. Ben pointed to the bus depot.
"Let's start here and then head west."
First, they checked the bus depot. Then behind the butcher shop. Next, they went to the park where Abby played kickball. She pointed at a grassy area behind third base near the pond. They looked around. The area seemed empty. Miles called out,
"Dog! Dog!"
They ran towards the pond.
"Dog! Dog! Dog!"
Suddenly, they spotted Dog. He'd set up camp on a little grassy island in the middle of the pond. It was full of trees and flowers and pathways. Miles was impressed. Dog had found his own mini Kamchatka. They watched in amazement as he swam around chasing ducks and jumped off rocks into the cool water. Dog was having the time of his life. Miles had never seen anything like it. Dog wanted to be free and have adventures in his own way, just like Miles.
"You should add this pond to your map, Miles," said Ben.
"Yeah, let's explore the whole area so we can add new stuff to your map. We could help you if you show us how,"
said Abby.
"Oh, that would be cool," said Miles.
"Hey, what's your dog's name?"
asked Abby. Miles looked at Dog and smiled.
"His name is Kamchatka." "Now that's a cool name for a dog."
So while Kamchatka enjoyed his swim, Miles showed his new friends how to create a map of their neighborhood. From that day on, Miles trusted Kamchatka. Together, they spent every day searching for new places to explore, where no one else could find them.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Little Stories Everywhere ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids and Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
From Wondery, this is Little Stories Everywhere. This is Miles and His Extraordinary Dog, written by Janet Silverman. I'm your host, Virginia Madsen. Brian White is our associate producer, audio assistance by Sergio Enriquez. This episode is sound designed by McCubbin Owens. Our editor and senior producer is Sarah Serrano. Executive producers are Janine Cornelo, Stephanie Jens, and Marshall Louie for Wondery.